Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we commemorate the passing of our sister in Christ, Donna Marie Unki Dara. Donna was born 80 years ago today, on April 14th, 1933, here in Clarkston. God's gift to Charles and Frida Google Unki. Is that right? Google. Thank you. The Lord gave Donna the gift of saving faith and washed away her sins through the sacrament of holy baptism on April 30th, 1933, the Reverend E.F. Kirst officiating at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church. Her baptismal sponsors were Francis Walk Weaver and L.M. Kirst. The Lord confirmed Donna in the Christian faith in a confirmation ceremony held on June 29, 1947, at St. John's, the Reverend G. Fry officiating. Donna grew up here in Clarkston, attending school. She also attended college at Pacific Lutheran in Tacoma. On December 27, 1952, she married Earl L. Dara at St. John's, the Reverend Leonard Bernthal officiating, with Earl N. Dara and Donna's sister Joan Vora serving as witnesses. The Lord blessed the marriage with four children. Donna was employed by Lewis and Clark State College for 20 years. Since retiring, she volunteered as a Tri-State Blue Angel. If you don't know what they are, it's the middle of the congregation right over here. She continued with that activity until ill health forced her to limit that activity. Her life was one of quiet dignity and serenity in her love of God, family, and her church. Her family writes she was a shining light in many lives. Her strength was in her humbleness and faith. Donna was a member here in good standing at St. John's, and her love for the Word of God was shown in her faithful attendance and participation with everything here in church. Through the years, Jesus, our Good Shepherd, fed her with the green pastures of His powerful Word, as well as the nourishing forgiveness of sins found in the real presence of His body and blood under the bread and wine of Holy Communion. It's no secret that, especially towards the end of her life, Donna went through some difficult health issues. And on Wednesday morning, April 3rd, according to the Lord's own good and gracious timing, Donna, with family at her side at the hospice house in Spokane, stepped from this life into eternal life and the blessed care of her Savior, Jesus Christ. The length of her earthly pilgrimage was 79 years, 11 months, and 20 days. She leaves behind yet in this time of grace her four children, her eldest daughter, Linda Bogate, and family, her son, Bill Dara, her son, Tom Dara, and his daughter, Hannah, and her daughter, her daughter, Holly Holcomb of Clarkston, and her husband, Brian, and their children, Brian Holcomb and wife, Chantel, Dara McCall and husband, Kyle, Jonah Holcomb, Sierra Aguila, Gabe Holcomb, Olivia Holcomb, and 10 great-grandchildren. She's also survived by two sisters, Lil Negre from Oregon, and Joan Boris from Clarkston. The children's father, Earl, passed away February 14, 2005. Also preceding her in death were her parents, Charles and Frida Unki, three brothers, Albert, Fred, and Charles Jr., one sister-in-law, one son-in-law, and her sister, Helen, and two nephews. The word of God I would lay on your hearts for this occasion, dear family and friends, comes to us from the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verses 50 to 58. These were verses that Donna herself, as well as the hymns for today, that Donna had chosen in advance to help us celebrate her victory in Christ. We read, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. These are the verses for our consideration today. We pray that the Holy Spirit would work through them in our hearts to give us His intended meaning. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, but especially you today, the family of Donna. Donna was, as the family listed in her obituary in the paper, very humble. She really centered her life around caring for other people, moved by, of course, the gospel of her Savior, Jesus Christ. One member here told us a story about how, you know, she had been going around with her oxygen tank, portable oxygen tank, and one Sunday he saw that she didn't have it on. And after service, he went up to her and said, I'm so glad that you don't have to carry that oxygen tank around. And what she told him was, well, I just don't bring it because I know it makes people feel better if they see me without it on. I don't know, how can anyone be so gracious? Oh, dear woman. Many, many other examples, I'm sure, we'll be all be talking about them today. It's almost as if Donna chose this time, for your benefit, for mine, this time to go to heaven. Because it is only the third Sunday of Easter. 2 weeks ago today, we celebrated the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, from the dead. She chose these verses. In fact, there were two sets of verses that Donna chose for her memorial service. And guess what? The first set of verses were the sermon that I was scheduled to preach last Sunday from 1 Peter. And the second set, these verses, are where any Christian goes who knows anything about the comfort from God's Word, we go to this 1 Corinthians chapter 15 to receive that blessed assurance and comfort of Christ's victory for us over sin and death, especially at times like this. So here we have these verses that she puts before us to show us about the victory we have through our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given to Donna. The victory which is given to you. 2 weeks ago today, we celebrated Easter. But what happened, the reason we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, is because 3 days before that, Jesus gave himself up as the perfect, one and only sacrifice for your sins and mine, for the sins of the world. He completely took care of all of our sins, and when he died and was buried, our sins were buried with him. Our baptism reminds us of that. We were buried with Christ by baptism into death. And so we celebrate the victory that Donna has claimed in her Savior Jesus Christ. Donna, who is even right now, although separated from her earthly remains, her soul is in heaven in the care of her Savior Jesus Christ. We have that genuine confidence and trust that it is so. She has the victory. But she wanted us to learn today from these verses some important points. First of all, the Apostle Paul, who wrote this, tells us, Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Pinch yourself. Or are you getting too warm? I know you are. So trying to... Maybe we could open a door or some windows, ushers. Pinch yourself. You're made of flesh and blood. And the text says right here, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So then what's needed is a change. And the text goes on. The text goes on to tell us, Behold, I tell you a mystery. So a secret is revealed to all of us here today. Paul is telling us a mystery. And he's telling it to us, to living people, about the end of the world and what's going to happen. And how when we die, or when judgment day comes, this sinful flesh can't inherit the kingdom of God. So a change is needed. You know, a change usually is a good thing. We joke about it in the Lutheran church all the time. You know, Lutherans don't like the change. You know what that's like. But this change is good. This change is something that God will effect through His power in each one of us. If judgment day comes, you and I will be changed. And how soon will it happen? In the twinkling of an eye, the snap of your fingers. Another passage says, as fast as the east goes from the lightning flashes from the east to the west. That's how fast judgment is going to happen. And so a change is required. And the only way to be transformed, to be able to put on the incorruption, to be able to put on the immortality that these verses talk about, is faith in Jesus Christ, your Savior. The one who paid for all of your sins. So that God now looks at you as having never sinned once. Now you wear the white robes of Christ's righteousness. His account of keeping God's law perfectly his whole life long, never sinning once, never disobeying, always saying, thinking, doing the right, God-pleasing thing. He took that perfect sacrifice of the cross, offered it up for you. So now you wear this by faith, believe in the white robe of Christ's righteousness. It's yours. You stand blameless, righteous, declared not guilty, justified in God the Father's sight. That's how He sees you. Not just, oh, pretty good. Not just, well, your sins are forgiven up to this point. But as perfect. God sees you as having never sinned once. That faith in what God has accomplished for us sinners is what changes us. And when judgment day comes, and it could be today, could be tomorrow, whenever it comes, if we're still alive, Paul is talking about the change that's going to do all of us a whole lot of good. We'll change. Paul talks about the power of God. It's not anything in us that affects this change. The victory of our Savior Jesus Christ that He gives to us includes this powerful God-worked change. He says, and usually you only hear this passage during funerals or maybe during a graveside service, but I hope you'll always and forever remember the blessed message that is found here. Paul says, so when this, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. You won't have a choice. As both God's children and believers, we're going to leave these corruptible bodies behind, these bodies that age and get old, and that have one disease and suffering after another, and disappointment and trial, so that we refer to this life here on earth as our veil of tears. That will stop. This corruption will put on incorruption. And it must do it by the almighty sovereign power of the Lord. Awesome. The same power that translated Donna from this earth to heaven will reunite that spirit, that soul of Donna, Dara, and yours and mine if we have died before Judgment Day. Or else if we're alive like we are now, we will be changed. We must, this mortal body, which will die, unless judgment day comes, this mortal body must put on immortality. It will happen. And the faith which God gives you that clings and grasps to these promises, looks forward to that, believes that this has already occurred for our loved one, Donna, and will occur for us. Jesus promised it. Because I live, you shall live also. He was the first fruits. And what will follow on judgment day is you and I and everyone who's ever lived and believed in Jesus will be raised incorruptible, put on incorruption, put on immortality, and inherit the kingdom. The Bible tells us that the last enemy to be destroyed is death. And our text says, death will be swallowed up in victory. On that day, my friends, there will be no more grieving about lost loved ones. There will be no more death in our lives. There'll be no more unbelief. That'll go away. There'll be no more temporal death. That'll be gone. We will be eternally alive forever with our Savior Jesus Christ. All forms of death swallowed up, disappeared, gone from us. That's God's powerful plan that Donna, even now, is fully realizing. That you and I, through the word, powerful words before us today, remind us of. It takes the sting out of it, doesn't it? It takes the sting out of death. There's going to be a lot more in your life if the Lord allows time to go on here. Be one after another. But the sting is gone. Death is no longer what it used to be, holding us by sin. Jesus took the stinger away. So death is nothing but a shadow. And even though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, it's not what it was. We know Jesus is right with us at our side, taking us through it, promising us that He started the faith He put in your heart, He'll finish it. That's God's victory that Donna enjoys. That's the victory our risen Savior Jesus guarantees for you. So you see, this is a victory celebration. Oh yes, it's a memorial. And we will remember Donna, that dear woman. And we will continue to talk about her in our hearts and lives and keep her memory alive. But we'll be reunited with her also. You know, one thing about ministering to Donna on a personal note, bringing a devotion to her in the hospital, she would nod and look at me, and I'd be reading her devotion. She'd go, "I know, Pastor." She knew it all, but that doesn't mean she didn't take comfort from it. One other individual from our congregation remarked and said, "You know, for Donna, these last few days, and they were difficult days for Donna for all, but she said, you know, for her, it's like she's going through a walk in the park. Her faith is so solid, she knows exactly where she's going. This isn't difficult for her. The Lord gives her the faith. It's like a walk through the park." One of the last times I saw her, she said, I was trying to say, "Well, if I don't see you tomorrow, then I'll..." She cut me off and said, "Well, then I'll see you, Pastor, at Jesus' feet." That's what faith does. Faith and hope and Christian love. These things are what we're here to celebrate today, and it restores to each one of us the joy of this resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Donna. And one day we too will be reunited with her and all of God's children, and all the tears and all the sighing will go away. It will be nothing but singing and joyful praise of our great God and Father and His Son, our Savior, our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please rise for prayer. This is a joint prayer. Please join me in this prayer. Father, God of all consolation, in your unending love and mercy for us, you turn the darkness of death into the dawn of new life. Show compassion to your people in their sorrow. Be our refuge and our strength to lift us from the darkness of this grief to the peace and light of your presence. Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by dying for us, conquered death, and by rising again, restored life. May we then go forward eagerly to meet Him, and after our life on earth, be reunited with our brothers and sisters, where every tear will be wiped away. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. We also pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Please be seated for hymn 388. today. It's certainly a blessing to worship with you, a blessing to have you honor us with your presence as we remember Donna. We keep the family in our prayers in the weeks, days, and weeks to come. Immediately following service, you're invited to a luncheon over in our fellowship hall. So why don't we say a grace right now, and then you can just start right in. So here we go. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. The Lord be with you all.